Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Matas Maaseh. The Tosh and Ayin Ches. We'll connect it to 3 weeks again. Bez is Hashem Yisbarach. Alon Yishmein Tzchus Afur Shlema for Baruch Tzvi. Benefka Basa Pesor Shachol Yisrael. The first idea comes to us in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Dalet. So Hashem tells Moshe he's got to take an army against Midian. We all famously know the great Rav Chaim Shmulevitz idea. Dafka Moshe made it didn't go because he had a Hakar Stov to Midian. Not for now. The Pasuk Dalet says Elef Amata, Elef Amata. A thousand from a tribe, a thousand from a tribe. Ask the Medrash, and ask really Rav Chesko Levenstein, why Dafka did they say Elef Amata twice? The Medrash tells us that each Shevet had 1,000 people that would go to war, and 1,000 people that would daven. So Rav Chesko Levenstein has 3 questions. 1, why did they need to go to Minyan, the people that daven? Why couldn't they just daven at home? Why did the daveners have to go with people going to war? 2, why 1,000? Just need them. Why do you, just send a minion? Why do you have to have a thousand people for every shevet? Just get a minion for each shevet. And then 3, it's a mechemetz mitzvah. It's a command for the Ramon Hashem. Why do you need a daven anyways? Says Rav Chaim Levenstein. All these 3 questions really sums up in one answer. It says at the end of the day, there are 12,000 people going to war against the whole country of Midian. What could have happened to Klal Yisrael's head? They could have thought that it was their own doing. It was their own being. But by Davka sending 1,000 men, by Davka for the people going to daven in Midian, was to show that at the end of the day, your success and your war is not coming from just your strategy and your war efforts. It's coming from the davening. And that's Davka why they had to go to Midian. And why was the Davka 1,000? Because every person was davening for another person there. The 1,000 davers were davening for the 1,000 for the 1,000 soldiers. And Davka, why do we need tefillah? Because tefillah shows the Ribono Shel Olam. At the end of the day, we do what we do, our shtalos. But at the end of the day, we know why we are winning. Exactly. That is the whole. All the wars in Eretz Yisrael. Why are we winning? It's not because of the tzahal. You know, the great tzahal, the strategy that we have. We have to remember that's all the Ribono Shel Olam behind everything. And that's Davka why Rav Chazal Levenstein says the first part. Why is El Matav twice? The Medrash says 1,000 for each shevet, but it really says to make sure that we went there when we went to war. We made sure understand that davening was the key proponent of why to remember that davening was the reason why we won, and not because of our own efforts and our own soldiers. But it was really coming from the davening. All right, idea number two comes to us from Rav Simcha Bonham of Pshischa. So the pasuk says that in Perek Lamed Beis pasuk Aleph, Umikne Rav, Hailab Ne Ruven, Lev Negar, Otsu Meor. The children of Ruven, the children of God, they had a lot of livestock. They had a lot of Mikne. So what's going on here? What's a deeper pshat? Says of Simcha Ban, a beautiful idea. What does Umikne Rav mean? Umikne Rav, the Pashup Shah is that they had a lot of cattle, they had a lot of animals. Says of Simcha Ban, no. Umikne Rav means they had a lot of kinyan to their Rebbe. They had a lot of Kenyan dvikas to their Rebbe. And who is their Rebbe? Their Rebbe is Moshe Rabbeinu. And Davka, why do you, wow, such a beautiful pshat. Why do they want to stay on the other side of the Yardim? Because they knew Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to stay close to the Rebbe, so they Davka said, let's stay over here on this side. Not because they had so many animals. That's a simple explanation. It's because they had a Mikna Rav. They had a close relationship to their Rebbe, to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they Davka didn't want to leave. They didn't want to leave Moshe Rabbeinu. That's why they didn't want to close the Yardim. Such a beautiful, beautiful insight from the Chesuk of Kushmir, for us to be able to understand how close we have to be always to be gravitating to our role models, gravitating to our Rebbeim, to our Moros, to be able to make sure that we always have a constant connection with them, always obviously not only just asking halachic questions, but hashkafic questions as well, and how to live a Jewish life, especially now in 2018. And this actually leads us beautifully into our third idea. So we know that it's Shevet Reuven, Shevet Gad, and then Chetzi Shevet Menashe. So the Rav Soloveitchik asked a very simple question. Why Davka, right? At the beginning of Reuven and Gad, they requested permission from Moshe. And first, at the end of the day, Moshe was, he didn't want to, but then he negotiated the responsibilities and fighting and everything. But if you think about it, why did Moshe, Davka, why did he say okay? Why did he say that should be Reuven and Gad and Shevet Menashe? So he says that, you know, at the end of the day, Reuven and Gad are in their own category, but Shevet Menashe was half Menashe there, half Menashe going into Eretz Yisrael. Says Davka, what's the primary role of a leader? Says the Rav, the primary role of a leader is to unify his people and to solidify them into cohesive nation. Says the Rav, by dividing the tribe of Menashe, half settling on the east bank of the Yarden with Reuven and Gad, and the other half going into Eretz Yisrael, he was establishing an infrastructure which would guarantee a linkage between the two sides of the Yarden. Because that's the main goal of a leader, main goal of a Rebbe, main goal of a parent, is to be able to bring achdus amongst their family, amongst their class, amongst their yeshiva. And says the Rav, that's the avka why chetzi menashe went in, chetzi menashe stayed. Because when you had half of one shevet, half of one shevet in, and one shevet, half of one shevet out, that's unifying. That's unifying, that's connecting Klal Yisrael. And that's really the avka of the 3 weeks. The 3 weeks is all about coming together and caring for each other. That's actually, and later on in the Parsha, in Matos, we actually talk about Aaron HaKohen's death. If you look at Lamed Gimel, actually in Masei, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Ches, with the Torah message, Vayal Aaron al-Pi Hashem al-Mashom, he davened there. And we know actually the Aaron HaKohen's Yartzeit is actually this Friday, this Erev Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Av. It's the only Yartzeit mentioned in the Torah. Oh, Yisham or Odisham. He was someone who loved peace. He pursued peace. Everyone cried because he was the one who spread love. He was the leader. He spread love. He spread the warmth to all of Klal Yisrael. And that is what a leader does. A leader spreads love and he spreads care to all his nation. A beautiful insight from the Rav. The fourth idea comes to us from Yevchezkel of Kozhmir. So the pasuk says still at the end of Matos, "Ayikshrei love ayomro gidroso nivnil mekom pom va'arim letapenu." Right. These people from Menashe, from Reuven, Gad, and Shem Menashe, they came to them and said, you know what, let us make place for our flock, for our livestock, and also place for our children. So Rashi very famously quotes, and he says, Chosim amamonam yosim imneim v'noseim. They cared about their money and their physicality and their pronunciation more than their children. Shekdimu b'gneim latapam, because they mentioned their livestock first. Amar lehem Moshe, lochein, it's not nice. Don't do this. Also, ikar, al-tafal. Make sure that your family comes first. I know of a certain rabbi in America that he was offered a specific job, and at the end of the day, no, he chose his family first. You don't choose your parnasa before your family. Your family comes first, says Moshe Rabbeinu. The Asr B'chazuk of Kozhmir, what's this double lashon of Rashi? Make it right from the Medrash. Iker, and make it tuffel. What's this just say? Make Iker and tuffel. What's Iker and tuffel? Says B'chazuk of Kozhmir. It wasn't just good enough to say to the Iker, keep the Iker and keep the Tuffel. Moshe Rabbeinu is emphasizing. So Moshe Rabbeinu is Davka emphasizing that you have to make the Iker. Don't worry about your money so much. Worry about your kids. And then worry about your money. The Iker, it's Davka. Why is Davka Iker? And then Tuffel. To emphasize. Make the Iker. Tuffel the Tuffel. Sometimes we're so busy throughout the week. We forget about our family. We forget about our learning. We forget about our davening. We're so busy with our work. You have to make sure that all reason why we go to work is for our children, is for our families, to make sure we have the proper perspective on our entire lives. And finally, the fifth and final idea comes to us from the Sfarno. The Sfarno could be actually found in a few of them, in the Lama Gimel Aleph, Lama Gimel Beis, the beginning of Parshas Maaseh, right? The first four ideas are really focused on Matos. The last idea comes from Maaseh. And the Sfarno just asks the Pasha question. Why does the Torah highlight every travel where Klal Yisrael went? They went here, they went there. Why does the Torah highlight every place that they went? Says the Sfarno, an incredible thing. You want to know why the Torah goes out of its way to specify their route? Because it was a means of praising Klal Yisrael. That no matter what, they went through all the deserts. And sometimes they went from a good place to a hard place. And sometimes they went from a hard place to a good place. But what happened? They went after the Ribono Shel Olam, Asher Eretz Asher Lo Zarua. They went into the Midbar. They didn't know where they were going. At the end of the day, they had the moon in the face. That the Ribono Shel Olam said, it's time to go. And then they reminded me of a pasuk that we read just a few weeks ago. Api Hashem Yachanu, Api Hashem Yisu. According to the mouth of Hashem, they encamped and they traveled. Meaning whether they were at home, or whether they were traveling, whether they were in the Catskills, the mountains, or they were their way in Eretz Yisrael, whether they were home, whatever it is, they had their Ribono Shel Olam on their minds. And that's what the Sfarno says, Davka, the Torah goes out of its way to praise Klal Yisrael. Because they saw whatever their Ribono Shel Olam brought them, they saw that at the end of the day, this is where we had their moon and their Ribono Shel Olam, with the final Kodesh Baruch and everything. And it's really brought down by Rav Binyamin and others from Kedoshim that says, specifically the Baal Shem Tov, if a person finds himself in a certain place, Kodesh Baruch Hu Davka wanted them to be there. And to make sure that they live with this. Every single one of us, the Baal Shem Tov said, every single one of us has 42 travels in our entire life. And we have to make sure that when we're traveling, even when the things are hard, to remember that just like Klal Yisrael got there, they were praised for every single one of their travels, because the Torah highlights every single one of them. So too, at the end of 120, Kodesh Baruch is going to want to highlight each and every one of our praises as well. We make sure that we did it. So we'll just review these five ideas. We start off the first idea with Davka by Rechazko Levinshna. Why does it say, Eflamata, Eflamata? So the Medrash tells us that each Shevet sent 2,000 people to Midian, 1,000 to Daven, 1,000 to fight. So Rav Chatzal Levinshtein repeat him in quotes. Why did they need to go to Minyan to Daven? Why Davka 1,000 just send a Minyan? And why was it Melchem Mitzvah? Why need Daven at all?
So Davka, you want to know why? It's one reason, to make sure they didn't get to their heads. They wanted to make sure that the soldiers knew that the reason why they were successful is because the people are davening back over there, back at their camp in Midian. And Davka, why was it 1,000? Each 1,000, one of them was a davening for their 1,000 soldiers. One-to-one ratio. And Davka, to remember, that Davka, just because it was Muhammad Smith, it doesn't mean that you have to think of it all by yourself. You have to remember that the reason why you're conquering Eretz Yisrael, you're conquering, excuse me, Midian, is Dafka because of their bonus. The second idea, Rasimcha Banim, Miknerav, Hayel, B'nai God, wasn't mean a Miknerav, just doesn't mean they had a lot of cattle. Miknerav means they had a big kinyan to their Rav, to their Rebbe. The Tvigis, they didn't want to leave, go to the other side, to go to the other side of Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to stay at the Arden because they want to be close to Moshe Rabbeinu. How important it is to be close to our Rebbeim, close to our teachers, close to our role models. Their third idea, Rav Soloveitchik says, why Davka was the 2.5 Shvatim? Why just two? And what's the goal of a leader, of a manig, of a Rebbe, of a parent? He says Davka, they split up half Menashe on one side of the Yarden, of the Jordan, on one side of Eretz Yisrael, because that solidified Klai Yisrael. When half of one Shevet was in one place and half of Shevet was in another place, it brought tremendous Achdus amongst Klai Yisrael. And that's the main job of a leader, says the Rav. And I think that obviously it's not just a coincidence that Davka Aaron HaKohen Zeretzer falls out this week, specifically in the 3 weeks, Rosh Chodesh Av, because he was always Shalom, always Shalom, all the spirits of Mekarv and the Torah, always bringing love amongst Klai Yisrael. The fourth idea comes as because of Kushmir, Davka, by when the Nishvatim of Reuven and God and Shevet and Menashe, they come to Moshe and said, we want to build for our cattle and then for our, excuse me, and then for our children. Moshe said at the end of the Medrash, says, no, make sure you have your priorities right. Make the Iker, the Tufel, the Tufel. So Rechaz of Kushmir, founder of Majitz, Chassidus, says, what's going on here? Iker, Tufel, Tufel. No, just say Iker and Tufel. Says, no, you want to emphasize, make the Iker. Remember what's the most important things in life. Remember the Tufel, Tufel, like we're playing a hockey tournament last night. And one of the refs made a bad call. So one of my friends went over the guy, and he went over the ref in his face. And when I went over him, I said, remember what we're doing here. We're role models. Remember to make the Iker, the Tufel, the Tufel. The final idea, why does the Torah highlight every single one of the travels? Because Klai Yisrael, Davka, they went through all the deserts, no matter whether it was good or bad, from bad to good. It was Apiyash and Yachnam, Apiyash and Yisrael. They had the moon of their bones from wherever they went. It was Davka with Hashem Sandwich Vizocha, to always remember the Koich of Tefillah, to remember that all our efforts are very important, but to remember that any time we're successful in life, it's because of our Tefillah. To be able to make sure we're close to our Rebbeim, make sure that we're Kona with them, that we're Kinyu with them. Asay l'charav. And the Sfas Emes of Selech HaRav means that you should make for yourself a Rebbe. The third idea of Soloveitchik says the main job of a leader, of any parent or teacher, whatever it is, Rosh Hashiva, to bring Achdus, and the Mishvizoch, to be working on Achdus, especially in the 3 weeks, to make the main thing, by the fifth and final idea, to have the Emunah of the Moshe everywhere we go in life, Al Pi Hashem Yachanu, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael.